was out walking around the neighborhood the other day and run into Pearl Plaistead, deadhead in her geraniums. Ida, she says, I haven't seen you all summer. Why don't you come in for some iced tea, dear? No need to twist my arm. I was going to do a little vacuuming, so thanks for rescuing me. Pearl seemed a little stuck in the halfway up position, so I give her an assist and into the house we go. Hank, she yells, you decent? Ida's here. We settled into the screened-in porch and got to talking about the big celebration coming up next weekend down to the KFC. Get this. Frank and Ada Jones are going to be celebrating their 77th wedding anniversary. Imagine! Frank is deaf as a post, says he got that way out of self-defense because Ada could talk the ears off a dead donkey. Well, Ada's been known to retort, looking straight at him and smiling. Now I know why my eyesight's shot.
77 years, Hank says, shaking his head. People have gotten purple hearts for less.
Pearl rolls her eyes, offering me a homemade ginger snap. Here we go, she mutters good-naturedly.
Course, Pearl and me have been happily married for 35 years. Hank continues.
Pearl goes, more like 25, I figure.
See, this is a well-honed routine.
Wait a minute, I says. I know for a fact the two of you have been married over 50 years. You must be doing something right.
All joking aside, oh, we wouldn't want to do that, Hank says.
Do what, I ask.
Put all joking aside, because you gotta have a sense of humor about things or you're just not gonna make it as a couple.
Ain't that the truth? Pearl adds. If we weren't able to laugh at ourselves, I doubt we would have survived the first 10 years.
Yep, those are the hardest.
So many changes, and just as you're getting used to each other, a baby comes along and then another.
Money's tight and you're trying to make ends meet.
Make it through those first 10, then things sort of settle down, you know. You hit your stride.
Yes, sirree. By the time you hit the 10-year mark, she knows who's boss. That's the key, having one person in charge.
Hank points to himself, grinning.
You know, calling the shots, right, Pearl?
That's right, dear. Oh, look. There's the mail truck. I'm expecting some photos of little Emma. She's our brandy new great-granddaughter, Ida. Cute as a button. Hank, would you mind going out and getting some mail, dear?
Well, no. Time to get back to work anyways.
Oh, and don't forget, we're having supper with Phil and Esther tonight.
Dan, what time we leaving?
About 5:15, so you need to stop work by 4:30, Hank, latest.
Cuts my day short.
I know, but I'm baking lemon meringue pie for dessert. Is that motivation enough for you?
Okay, 4:30.
And off he goes to get the mail and tend to whatever pressing business he's got going out in the shed. Pearl waits until he clears the front of the house, turns to me and smiles. The number one key to a happy marriage, Ida, is to never let him know that the person in charge is really you. That's it for now. Catch on the flip side.